Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, guys, this is a bonus to episode 189 with Diana Winston. So if you haven't checked out the actual episode, go do so. The bonus is that we're posting a talk directly from Diana. This talk will also be in the new talks section of the 10% Happier app. You can get a link to that directly in the show notes. Just a little bit before we dive in with Diana here, just a little bit about what the talks section is. Talks are, as the name implies, short talks from teachers on the 10% Happier app on a whole variety of topics like happiness, wisdom, leading a saner life, dealing with technology, stress, anxiety, all sorts of issues. Some of this has to do directly to do with mindfulness and meditation. Some of it doesn't. The idea is that we just want to be a repository of practical, approachable wisdom tools that you can use in your life. Also, personal stories that are inspiring in one way or another. The whole point of this section of the app is to be super portable. You can't always meditate everywhere and all the time, but you can listen to these talks when you're driving, walking to work, doing chores around the house, whatever. This is just a great way to insert sanity into your life, in all of the nooks and crannies of your life. And I found that a huge challenge in being a meditator is remembering to apply the lessons of meditation in my actual life. And the point of this part of the app, this section of the app, is to help you with that. So let's check out this talk from Diana.
Hi, this is Diana Winston. When I was 14 years old, I spent a summer by the beach as a mother's helper. It was exhausting work chasing around a 2-year-old and entertaining a 6-year-old and keeping the two of them from clobbering each other. I was up to the task, but I didn't often get a lot of downtime. I remember one night escaping into the field in front of the beach cottage, lying down on a blanket, and looking up at the vast, star-strewn night sky. I let myself fully relax. Without any forewarning, I started to experience a combination of awe and love. In a wave that came over me, I had a sense of being both fully inside my body and as spacious as the sky. I didn't quite know what to make of this startling experience. I felt love, basically pure, unconditional love. My mind and body seemed expansive, bright, joyful, and serene, all at the same time. Wow, I said to myself, I think I love everyone and everything. So I tested myself. Who do I hate? I came up with my friend's older brother, I'll call him Rex, who used to torment his sister and me whenever I visited. I definitely hate Rex, I thought. But in that moment, I couldn't hate him. In that moment, I felt only a sense of love, even for Rex. I lay there for some time. I couldn't tell you how long, before ultimately getting sleepy and going to bed. In teaching countless students, I've discovered that many people have had experiences like mine. Frequently, people remember a time in childhood, often when they were in nature, when they felt deep relaxation, peace, connection, love, joy, or ease. Or they talk about flow-like states of absorption spontaneously arising as they participate in sports, creative activities, or intimacy with another person. My assumption when I hear these stories is that the ability to connect with a sense of just being is a part of what it means to be human. This quality of being is available to us at any time, and it's always been available. It just tends to get obscured. I call this capacity of the human mind natural awareness. Ordinary awareness is the ability of the human mind to directly know and to perceive, sense, feel, or be cognizant of experience. We might think of awareness simply as the state of being conscious of something. Everybody is aware, every sentient being is aware in this sense of the word. But human beings, and who knows, maybe some animals, they also have an additional capacity. To be aware of awareness, or aware that they are aware. And this is where it gets interesting, because the awareness of awareness has been a focus for meditation for hundreds of years. This natural awareness, this awareness of awareness, is relaxed, effortless, and spacious. Subjectively, natural awareness can feel very powerful. It can feel like a deep sense of peace, joy, love, contentment, serenity, connection, and much more. More importantly, it can become a familiar state, accessible in daily life and regularly experienced as you meditate with it over time. Because natural awareness is hard to define, there's not really a word for it. It's primarily recognized experientially. It can feel like your mind is completely aware and undistracted without you doing anything in particular. Or like your mind is wide open like space and everything in it is just passing by like clouds in the sky. You might notice that your mind feels at rest, even if thoughts pop in and out. You're simply being without agenda. And this beingness creates a feeling of ease and well-being. Since everyone experiences natural awareness in their own way, you might find some of these markers land more for you than others do. That's fine. Any experiential sense of natural awareness will become a touchstone that you can always return to during your meditation practice or in life. You don't need to formally meditate to experience this kind of awareness, although our formal meditation practice can really support us in it. For example, one doorway into natural awareness is a simple phrase, just this. Simply turn your attention to whatever is happening in the moment and describe it, if you like, as just this. Just this can be anything, thoughts, emotions, sensations, sounds, your breath, the visual field, or some combination of these things. Then drop the following question into your mind and see what happens, as if you were dropping a stone into a pond to notice the ripples. Is it okay to be aware of just this? Again, see what lands for you. Natural awareness can be a helpful, different way to meditate from classical deliberate mindfulness. I've met many students of classical mindfulness meditation over the years, and I confess I was one of them, who exert massive amounts of energy to keep their attention focused, who try to be aware of every moment, and who often feel a disturbing tightness and tension in their meditation practice. When they begin to relax into a more natural awareness, the struggle ceases, and they find they can continue to practice with much greater ease and spaciousness. They don't have to try so hard to be aware. This might be true for you. If focusing on your breath is causing you to put a lot of effort in, or judge yourself, or tighten your awareness in a way that doesn't feel comfortable, natural awareness can be a great counterweight. It can be quite sweet. Sometimes when accessing natural awareness, we feel a lovely sense of compassion, kindness, interconnection, joy, and radiance. Think how your embodiment of these qualities can impact all whom you meet and the world itself.
Great talk. Many, many, many more talks on the talks section of the app. Go check it out. And we'll be back with more podcasts very soon.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on Station 9.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.